Indianola High School boys soccer who are?
I'm Tyler Bush.
I'm Aiden Boggs.
I'm Owen Tinder.
And I'm Sage Chapman.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about how the season's going so far, your expectations coming in to this senior year, a very growing Indianola boys soccer program.
Well, so last year we had a devastating season. You know, we're bouncing back from it, becoming a better team, a better program, and just going up from there, to be honest.
Yeah, really. I mean, I feel like we just, last season we were at a good place where we needed to start from the bottom and build our way up, and now we're just on our descent up, and we are getting better from there.
Yeah, we're finally seeing the results from all the progress we've been making the past 2 years, and it feels good to get the wins.
Yeah, we're definitely pushing forward, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout of the game tomorrow.
One thing Coach has talked to me a lot about was been kind of sticking with the program. You know, sometimes the results don't go your way, but you have to kind of stay true to the thing that you're on. Is that how you guys feel?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, I was a little upset because we were focusing a lot on defense, but it really made our defense really good, and then we could focus on our offense, and now we're seeing the results of that. So even though sometimes it might seem like what you're working on isn't working, it will work in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, we, throughout all these losses and, you know, the tough times we've had, we've always stuck together as a team, and I think that's what keeps us together and really has been helping us get these wins recently.
I mean, even from freshman year, we just needed to trust the process, and it's taken a long time, but we're just starting to see the wins come from it, which is really good to see.
You know, going against those big teams and everything really, like, puts a lot of, like, degrading your mentality in there. But, you know, we bounce back from those, and we take on other teams as we go through the season.
Another thing Coach has talked about is playing some of those big schools like you're going to see in postseason early on makes you much better down the road. Have you guys been seeing that so far as well?
I mean, yeah, you go against the higher level of, like, athleticism, and then you move on to the smaller teams who look a lot easier when you play the bigger teams.
Yeah, definitely. Once we see that high level of competitiveness from those big teams, it helps the little teams look a bit easier.
Yeah, I mean, we had some struggles early on with the big teams, but it definitely benefited us for the playing those games, made us a better team, and now we're seeing the results.
Yeah, it definitely made us check our mentality, because going into it, you know, we were like, oh, we're going to lose. Like, we did bad last season, so it's probably going to be the same. But once we played those teams and saw that it was kind of close, then it really changed our mentality to work harder.
All right, well, seniors, school year's almost done. What are you guys' plans for after graduation?
I'm going to college at Illinois State University, and then I'm going to just figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, I guess.
I'm also going to Illinois State University, majoring in roller coaster engineering, so that'll be exciting.
I'm going to Cedarville University in Ohio to study mechanical engineering and to play soccer for them.
I'm going to SWCC and transferring to Greenville in Illinois for business.
Indianola boys soccer seniors, who are?
Logan Bellamy.
Jackson Hoffman.
Nolan Graham.
Sam Cruz.
Deacon Evans.
Well, let's talk about your expectations coming into this season. Coach Weeks talked a lot about sticking with the program, and you'll see the benefits later on. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of benefits. We're especially with our passing, we're getting a lot better with that.
Yeah, I think definitely Coach Heath has put an emphasis on, like, doing things as a team and, like, getting through challenges, whether that be through I don't know, hard practices or in a tough opponent. I think we've done a pretty good job at exceeding what our, I'm not exceeding, but like crushing our expectations, I guess. I don't know.
Got it.
Yeah, so at the start of the season, we came out a little bit slower than we would have liked, but by this point in the season, and especially towards the end here, we're definitely where we want to be as a team, and we're hitting all of our marks for the most part, and I really am looking forward to our upcoming games.
Most of it was like raising the expectation and like making us buy into the fact that we are a new and better team than last year, and just kind of carrying that mentality over into practices. That's what's helped us grow.
I agree with Hoffman.
Expand on that a little bit. How do you think the team has developed over the course of the season?
Well, practices have definitely gotten tougher. We've been trying to increase our intensity in practices, which I think we've been definitely doing. We've put some emphasis on that. And, yeah.
Well, Coach talked a lot about team culture and how he feels that this group is really kind of banded together a lot. Have you felt that and kind of an enjoyable part of this team so far?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the activities we do, like, outside of it, like team dinners and stuff, that helps with it too. So, yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah, I feel like, well, we've basically all been playing soccer with each other for quite some time now. And then, of course, we've had COVID in the middle of our high school season. And especially this season, for sure, our senior group has really, like, bonded together. And I feel like we're a strong core group. And we just have really great connections with each and one of us.
Yeah, so I'm a first-year soccer player this year. And I think I really admire Coach Heath's culture building in this program. We're all family here, and it's just one aspect I love about this program. So, yeah.
Yeah, the people who are around us are all, like, friendly, and they are definitely more friendly than they were freshman year, from what I remember. And, yeah.
All right, well, goals for either individually or as a team that you are thinking about now for the rest of the season? I know that's coming up here right near the end.
Individually, I've wanted to score a goal, but for the whole, all I can say is that we need to beat Norwalk.
Yeah, I agree with beating Norwalk on Deakin. But I think just playing to our best capability and coming into this postseason as strong as we have always been.
For me, it's just keeping my form good and giving everything I have for the rest of the guys. And then, of course, win the next two games. Those are huge. And then the main goal is to get past that first round of sub-state and then the second, and then make it to the final and then eventually on to state. That's the overall goal.
Individually, my goal this year was to, like, I guess just lock in my starting spot on varsity and just play like a starter. And overall as a team, like, I think the goal that I have or that we should have is at least to win the first round, just to show that we're better than last year and that we made progress.
Individually, I just like to play to my best ability. And as a team, I would just say just winning that first round of sub-state for sure. Didn't do that last year. Be nice to win one of those.
All right, well, last question. Seniors, graduation coming up, hopefully, fingers crossed. What are your plans for after graduation?
I'm going to college.
Where?
Iowa State.
I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to get some type of engineering degree. I'm not sure yet, but I'll take a class where I can find that out.
I'm planning on attending the University of Iowa and double majoring in secondary education and history, and hopefully come back to Indianola Community Schools and eventually become a soccer coach for the team.
Yeah, I plan on going up to Ames for Iowa State University and majoring in computer science.
I plan on going to an electrician apprenticeship here in town, and I'm probably going to stay around here for a long time.